Replacing Josh Proctor. Ryan Day talks about making changes on the defense. What changes will he make? And is it wise or will it be wise for Ryan Day to steal a coaching move from Greg Popovich? All that and more in today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, and we are live on YouTube once again. Going to try to do this at least twice a week to where you and I can conversate and enjoy each other's company live on YouTube talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes. No matter if you're listening to this episode on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcast, the audio version, or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. On today's episode, we are going to talk about Josh Proctor, his status, and who is going to replace him on the defense. Ryan Day talks about making changes on defense. What changes may he make? And the possibility of Ryan Day possibly stealing a coaching move from NBA head coach and great Greg Popovich. But before we get to any of that, I want to remind you to make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten Podcast, because there's simply no better place to get all the news on the Big Ten Conference than with Nate Dickinson and the Locked On Big Ten Podcast. Follow the Locked On Big Ten Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast. That's correct. We're back on YouTube live once again. We're going to try to do this every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single week, as you and I are going to ramp up and get all more acquainted with each other live on YouTube. There's a chat section so you can talk back to me live on the show, and we can have fun together talking about Ohio State football and Ohio State basketball. Earlier this week, Ryan Day mentioned that the status of Josh Proctor is unfortunate, and it's not one that anybody would like to ever put into reality. Josh Proctor will be out for the remainder of the season. He suffered a leg injury in Saturday's game against Oregon. He got carted off the field, and it looked bad when it happened. You know that reality set in when you see and you hear that Josh Proctor is out for the remainder of the season. He was a backup for a couple years at Ohio State, starter last year, a guy that was a starter this year, didn't start the game against Oregon on Saturday due to a shoulder injury that he had been nursing. And then, unfortunately, he is out for the remainder of the season due to a leg injury. Losing a player like Proctor, no matter if it's this game, middle part of the season, or the last game of the year, it's not good, it's not enjoyable, and it leaves you with big shoes to fill. You get a defense like this that you have some guys up front, Tyreek Smith, you have Haskell Garrett, you got Zach Kerrison, that have had a lot of play, a lot of run, and are kind of experienced at the defensive front on the defensive line. At linebacker, everybody's inexperienced. In the secondary, Seven Banks is experienced, started last year, but he is yet to play a game this year. He's not too injured to play, so I'm really wondering when he'll step on the field. You have different guys starting at cornerback. You had Denzel Burke starting both games, but the opposite side, there's different guys starting in that. You have Legend Cavazos. You have Latham Ransom. You got Bryson Shaw. You got Craig Young. You got all these guys that are not used to playing on the field, and they need somebody back there in the secondary to lead them, to anchor them, to push them, to propel them to be very successful in the field. And hey, you messed up there. This is why you messed up. Do this next time. I've seen this over and over and over again. I've made said mistake. Here's what I did to fix it. Now go do what I am telling you to do. Losing Josh Proctor is big. It's huge. Who replaces him? Will it be Bryson Shaw? Will it be also Latham Ransom? Could we see Latham Ransom go back to the single high safety look? There's another a little alteration to the defense about how they replace Josh Proctor. I'm not going to hit right now. I'll hit that later on in this show, and you'll understand why I'm doing that later on. Bryson Shaw possibly, but You say Bryson Shaw takes bad angles. You see Bryson Shaw really playing the run consistently. What has Josh Proctor done? Josh Proctor has shown at times he is doing the same thing. Josh Proctor, not as bad. I will say that. Not as blatant. But Josh Proctor, last year I talked to some guys that drafted that scout and their analysts for NFL draft prospects. And they talk about the bad angles that Josh Proctor makes and takes while he's on the field. Talking about last year. I do think that his loss this year is big. Is it Bryson Shaw or is it Lathan Ransom? One of the two, I think, will be the guy that is back there. But I do believe the coaches need to do a better job of evaluating players. And when they make a decision, stick to it. Absolutely. Stick to it. And let that guy run. Let that guy move. Let that guy get some clock, get some run, so that he can be very, very successful. I think that's one downfall of this team right now. Not so much to the Proctor, but you're not letting guys get into a groove. You're not letting guys get used to getting banged up and going back to the next play, getting banged up, going back to the next play, getting banged up, going back to the next play. I firmly think if you do that, if you allow that, if you let guys really get into a groove, you're firmly going to allow them to be better players and force themselves to say, hey, I messed up. I'm not coming out of the game. I'm going back in, and I got to figure things out immediately on how to consistently do better. Josh Proctor is out for the remainder of the season. It is very unfortunate, not something that I would want, not something that I think anybody would want at all, but that's reality. Bryson Shaw, Lathan Ransom, if you're live right now, I thank you for everyone that's coming in and checking out the podcast. If you're catching this after it's live, go ahead and leave a comment or two about who you think will be there to replace Josh Proctor in the secondary at the free safety position. Big shoes to fill, big loss for Ohio State. I'm curious to see on Saturday afternoon against Tulsa who is replacing Josh Proctor at the free safety position. Let's take one quick timeout when we come back. Ryan Day talks about changes on defense, but we're not going to talk so much about what Ryan Day hinted at or talked about the media availability. Kind of speculate and puts our minds together to see what kind of changes should Ryan Day make on the defense right now. But first, check this out. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at betonline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, your online sports book experts. If this is your first time checking out Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, I want to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday with a couple, well, about three live shows as well. There's going to be a live show Tuesday evening, a live show Thursday evening, and then a live show post-game show at the end of every game that will continue during basketball season as well. So if you are an audio listener, thank you. If you watch this via video on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe and hit that bell notification button so you get updated and alerted every time a new video is uploaded, as well as WKYC.com. Those viewers there, thank you very much. Subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. Ryan Day talked about changes coming to a defense, the Ohio State defense to be exact. Why? Because changes need to be made. I am not a fan of college football national media analysts that don't really watch the games. I know a lot of these guys do in college football, and it's very apparent because the analysts, their analysis is really, really good. But I am not a fan of guys that are hopping on the bandwagon and saying, Ohio State's defense is not very good, and here is why. And they're just regurgitating things that they heard from the guy on Sports Talk Radio in Ohio, because via the apps on our phone, you can tap into shows from around the country. And I don't like that. But I think I've done a good job of, I think a lot of college football analysts have done a phenomenal job of watching the games and analyzing the things that they have seen. It's not, doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take somebody just as a brain surgeon to realize Ohio State needs to make changes right now. But Ryan Day hinted at it and talked about it. Wasn't really surprised that he talked about it, because I do think it's wise. He was the only person that was available during the Tuesday media availability portion, knowing there's more coaches and a couple players that talk after Ryan Day. But Ryan Day was the only one that spoke for about 30 minutes, and he closed up shop. So changes coming to the defense. What could we see? One goes back to something that we talked about earlier. Who replaces Josh Proctor? I firmly think, and if you think about this with me very, very quickly, if Ryan Day does what I think he is going to do and spends more time with a defensive game plan, yes, he brought in defensive analyst Paul Rhodes, who has been a defensive coordinator at numerous spots along his career and coaching journey in the college football. But Paul Rhodes is limited on what he can do every single day being an analyst. So I do think Ryan Day will get more hands-on with a defensive game plan, maybe even changing the formations and the base front and the base look that Ohio State puts out there every single week. I do think it is wise for Ryan Day to look out here and say, is a single high safety look that I want right now, is it the best for the personnel that we have? I firmly think that you need to stop and think about, should we have two safeties up? And if we're still going to roll it into our single high look at the after the snap of the ball, is it wise for us to kind of roll that rotation and roll and maybe show some things and not give the quarterback such an easy pre-snap read? You might pull and make a strong safety and a free safety, have them split the field. Now, granted, you're going to have that probably will be that bullet guy who is your hybrid linebacker safety individual. Now, here's how things can work. You have him back, have him more at a traditional strong safety look. Maybe at times you want him single high, and you want the free safety down, or you want them both to be high. Don't give the defense such an easy pre-snap look. And I firmly think maybe going back to a two-high safety traditional look and then rolling with your two corners on the outside, your nickel corner or slot corner, and rolling that way, I do think that's wise for Ohio State right now to discuss this thing. I want to stop and go to another change here very quickly, but I want to read a quote from Ryan Day's press conference where he's comparing last year's defense to things that they're doing this year. Quote, I think when you're coming off of last year, the passing game was obviously a big issue. We were top 10 in the country last year in stopping the run and made some adjustments to get things stopped in the back end, and now we're having a hard time in the run. So different issues, but the same outcome. So once again, we have to look at what is the issue. Is it the style we're playing? Is it the way we're coaching it? Is it the scheme? When you go in the offseason, you have to make an adjustment and you think it's right and you come into these games and you're not getting it done. Then there were some bad assumptions made and bad changes. We gotta own that. I think it's a good comparison based off of what we saw last year and some things that we're seeing that we're seeing right now. Comparing things from last season, yeah, okay. Run defense, great. Pass defense, okay, subject. Now we make some changes. Now it's the opposite. It's the complete opposite. It's some changes right now. But things are not really working very well. And another change that I think Ryan Day needs to make, I hinted at it, but is it time for the coaching staff to be changed? Now, I am not saying yes. I'm not saying no. This is a question that I think many of you have. And I want to go ahead and talk about this right now. I'm talking about this because I don't like in-season firings, especially at positional coaching staff positions. Now, USC just fired Clay Helton. That was something that seemed to be in the works for a very long time. Mike Bone, former AD at Cincinnati, is now at USC. And it was long believed that Mike Bone would fire head coach Clay Helton. I'm not sure when. You fire him two games into the season after a loss to Stanford, one of your biggest rivals. Okay, that makes sense. It was kind of like the writing was on the wall. It happened, and now you move forward. That's the head coach position. If you fire the defensive coordinator midseason, who's going to take over? Will it be Ryan Day putting more on his plate, not just being the head coach and being involved in the play calling for offense and being involved in the preparation for the offense, but also calling things for the defense? Does he want to promote Paul Rhodes? Does he want to promote and make, hey, Al Washington, you're going to play double duty, defensive coordinator and linebackers coach? What is there? Very tricky thing. I'm not the biggest fan of in-season coordinator firings, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I think Ryan Day is kind of on the fence and kind of fed up with the way things are. Another one very quickly, play the best guys. Now, I've said this numerous times. We're going to keep saying it until it happens. Play the best guys. Personnel is very, very, very big right now. Ohio State has guys that need to play on the field. One of them is Cody Simon. I would have believed that, and I would have said that before the stop at the end of the game or the pass breakup at the end of the game when he is literally one-on-one on the sideline, and he didn't bite. He stayed, read his read, and then made the right play at that time. I like that. I believe that Cody Simon should have played. Play the best guys. It shouldn't be hard. Play the best guys. Imagine me, and I'm going to close up this portion with this. Imagine me a head basketball coach. Less guys on a basketball team. I have a team that's talented, but not as talented as Ohio State. But then also, I have two teams. I have that team. Then I have a team that's as talented as Ohio State. And all of a sudden, I'm not playing my best guys. I'm trying to figure out things. I got a 12-man rotation. I'm substituting every 4 minutes. And then all of a sudden, second half, you play 3 minutes, you're out. And then you got 2 minutes here, you're out. And guys cannot get into a groove. That's very, very hard. That's very, very hard and confusing for a coach because you're ultimately wondering who should be the ones on the field. Hey, how about this one? You play the best guys. You properly evaluate guys in the offseason and then play the best guys. It shouldn't be hard, self-explanatory. Play the best guys. One more change, not done talking about changes. We're going to talk about that when we come back. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED. 15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you could think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. And as we wrap up and continue this episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. I mentioned it earlier, going to mention it once again. We're going to try to do 2 possibly three, live shows every single week, Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. Live post-game shows at the conclusion about approximately 30 minutes after every single game. There will be a live post-game show right here and possibly on Twitter for sure right here. We'll get more details about the Twitter being consistent down the road. Growing up, I love basketball. Many people know that Jay was born in the state of Indiana, and Indiana basketball, it's different. We talk about Texas high school football, it being different down there. Football in the South, it's a different breed, a different animal. In Indiana, the state of Indiana, basketball is different. That's the best word I can utilize to describe how different the defense or basketball is. Now, yes, Jim, I do see your comment here. Cover the left side. That was ridiculous versus Oregon. Yes, that does go into personnel and really reading and reacting and knowing what is there. And a lot of it is, are things being coached in the offseason so guys know that, hey, if somebody comes down to crack block, who's going to fill that role right there? The tight end comes down to crack block, the block on the linebacker to block down. Who is filling that void right there left by the tight end? These are things that were missing against Oregon. They've been missing in the game against Minnesota. Those things, setting the edge, a lot of things that need to be altered for the Ohio State defense. But basketball is different in Indiana. And as a youngster, I grew up and I started to really understand basketball and sports around 1996, 97. Really, I remember I can to this day go back to 1998, 99, 2000, 2001. The Bulls won it in 98, the NBA Finals, the Spurs in 99 in the shortened season, 2000, 01, and 02. It was the Lakers, so on and so forth. I had a love for Greg Popovich because of one reason. Well, for numerous reasons, he was good and he made it. I mean, He learned how to adjust on the fly as basketball changed and altered. He learned how to play the best guys, and he learned a lot about his team. As far as, hey, the NBA is changing, I got the personnel. Let's alter some things. So, Greg Popovich, one thing I will always remember about him, he was never afraid to bench his best players in the first opening minutes of the game or his whole entire starting five if they got into an abysmal or an embarrassing start to the game. There were numerous times I remember Tim Duncan getting benched, Tony Parker getting benched, Manu Ginobili getting benched. I mean, the entire time. I mean, I remember times, not so with David Robinson. My memory is fuzzy about 99 to like 03 or whenever he retired, about the rotations when he was on the basketball team and on the San Antonio Spurs. But I do remember Greg Popovich will talk about it. He's like, hey, these guys are not exempt from getting benched. These guys are not an exception. That's the word. They don't get the opportunity to play however they want to and assume they're going to play on the field. And Ohio State has had a problem with the pass rush. Is it what the coaches are telling them to do? Possibly, but at some point, if you know it's 3rd and 7, rush the passer. I get what the coach is telling me to do, but I'm on the field and I know what is needed right now. And I have a great feel of the game. If the coach is saying, hey, yeah, don't get a pass rush, that's a little weird to me, a little odd. But go rush the passer. I mean, we are still waiting to see a pass rush, consistent pass rush from the Buckeyes this season. And imagine if Ryan Day sees Zach Harrison, sees Tyreek Smith, Haskell Garrett, Teron Vincent, Antoine Jackson, five guys that are going to be very, very pivotal and important to the defensive front, defensive line position. All five that actually started games. I believe Vincent and Jackson started game number one, and then they ended up starting Haskell Garrett week number two. And I want to say it was Teron Vincent that was the nose tackle against the Oregon Ducks, not Antoine Jackson. But those guys are going to be very, very pivotal. Now, imagine this. I am a person, I'm going to set this up this way. I'm a person that is very hesitant to play young guys and not really, and I know how talented they are in practice, but I'm very hesitant to throw guys into the fire this early. Denzel Burke, I didn't think he would start early on, but he did, and he's played phenomenal so far. So imagine this. We're going to play a little scenario, then close up shop. We see Tyreek Smith. We see Zach Harrison. once again, even against Tulsa, a lesser opponent. And we have a phenomenal preview for the Tulsa-Ohio State game coming up tomorrow. Miss Kelly Hines from Tulsa World will join us to talk about and preview the Tulsa side of this game. Imagine this. Zach Harris and Tyreek Smith, they do not get a pass rush at all. And Ryan Day says, okay, timeout. You two, you're out. In comes Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau. Quickly. Guys, it's your time. Go have fun. Go play the game. Is that possible? Absolutely. Greg Popovich, one thing that I loved about him was that he was never afraid to bench guys. He was never afraid to pull them out. All five starters at some point say, you guys are playing bad. Sit down. Just sit down on the bench. Just sit there for a little bit. Figure things out. I ain't got to talk to y'all. Y'all are pros. Y'all are all-stars. Y'all are HOFers, Hall of Famers. Y'all sit there. Figure this stuff out. So imagine Ryan Day taking a page from Greg Popovich's book. Other coaches do it, but I do believe Greg Popovich was the one that did it more consistently than others. Sit down. Just sit down. Yeah, y'all ain't doing nothing right now. I'm going to put some freshmen in. These guys are newcomers. They haven't been on the roster on the team for a full year yet. One guy just committed to Ohio State on the 4th of July. Hey, Smith, Harrison, sit down. Just sit down. Freshman, it's your time. Go win. Play the football. We teach you. We taught you right. Play the football. And imagine that happening. Not one guy getting pulled, but both guys getting pulled. We see coming in JTT, Jack Sawyer, and they start doing the things that Buckeye fans have been waiting to see all year long. Not just in the pass rush, but also setting the edge and reading and reacting pre-snap versus post-snap. All of those things. Imagine the freshmen coming in and showing the older guys how to do what the older guys have not been doing. It's one of those things from Greg Popovich that I will always love, always respect. Hey, I treat you like I treat everybody else. If you ain't playing good, you're sitting on the bench. I'll put you back in, but you got to figure things out quickly. You're good enough to do it yourself in your own head. Figure things out and go ahead and do so as these youngsters come in and start playing like we want them to. Guys, we're closing up shop. This has been a lot of fun. Another live episode here on YouTube of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. You can text me, 850-462-5442. Continue this conversation outside of the space of this here podcast. Like I mentioned, tomorrow, we have a phenomenal episode and preview of Saturday's game against Tulsa. The episode will be on Thursday with Miss Kelly Hines, Tulsa football beat writer for Tulsa World, and she'll be helping us preview and get to know the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes football team. Live post-game show coming up about 30 minutes after the conclusion of Saturday's game against Tulsa. Hopefully, we'll see better play from the Buckeyes very, very soon. We got a live show coming up Thursday at 7 as well. And guys, let's enjoy it. We got some good weather still here in the Midwest. Let's enjoy that as long as we can. And as always, got to end it on a high note because, well, it's Ohio State. We got things that we can be proud of. Go Bucks!